VMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network. Welcome to eBay Radio's top-rated seller hour open phones. Give us a call. Now, here's your host, Griff.
This open phone segment is brought to you by Bubble Fast, a family-owned business providing quality shipping supplies to the online community since when? Since 1999. We are all ready for your call here at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630. So what are you waiting for? Dial that number, 888-723-4630.
I love to hear when eBay sellers tell us that they never had to take a loan out or, you know, get capital to start their business. Because when I was the host of Entrepreneur Magazine radio show for 5 years, all I interviewed were successful entrepreneurs. Successful ones, Griff.
You never interviewed the failures.
Never. Well, a lot of the successful ones had failures. I mean, if you look at any serial entrepreneur, you're going to find maybe a failure or two or three, even a bankruptcy. It happens to entrepreneurs sometimes. Not to scare you, but it does happen once in a while. But they all told me, I would say not all, but I'd say a good 75 or 80% did not go to a bank to get a loan, did not get venture capital, did not go to angel investors to get it. They used their debit card or their credit card to start their business at home.
Absolutely.
And so this is a very entrepreneurial thing to do, to use your own money to bootstrap a business. It's no different than a brick and mortar or some other kind of company. So you're doing great, eBay seller. Do not worry about it. You're doing just fine. And speaking of that, if you've got something informative, enlightening, or educational to share with the eBay audience, apply to come be our guest. Just go to ebayradio.com and click the big blue Archives on Demand button, then click on the tab that says Be a Guest, and fill out the application and web form, and we'll get back to you as soon as possible. I noticed we got a few of those in today. Well, the chat room went down again, Griff, but now it's back up again.
It's up, it's down, it's down, it's up, it's up, it's across, it's over there, it's over here. I can't keep up with it.
And I just hope you stayed with us, you know.
Well, I stayed with you.
I mean, not you.
Oh,
I don't care if you stayed with us or not.
You mean them, those people out there in the dark.
I mean them.
Those people.
Yes.
Yeah, I think they did. I don't know. I mean, I always wonder how many people stick with us, but I suppose they do. We try to keep it interesting even when things are falling apart around us. But
yeah, evidently we're back up, though. The chat room is
back. Well, there you go.
So
technology is a wonderful thing. I think we should invest in it.
It really is. So, you know, collection. Oh, I know what I wanted to ask you, Greg.
Yes, go ahead. I'm waiting.
Okay, I would call into the show to ask you this question.
Well, pretend you are.
Since I'm already here. Oh, okay. Hi, Griff and Lee. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Yes. How can we help you today, caller?
So, Griff, when I go on eBay.com,
yes,
when I go on the website, and I see, you know, all these things that I don't think I signed up to see.
Like what?
Well, like kitty stuff, you know, those, the what is it called? Hello Kitty?
Yeah.
Once I looked up a Hello Kitty necklace that my daughter wanted, and now I seem to have them all over the front page.
Oh, that's not because of that. That's because you're following someone.
Oh, things that are on here because I'm following someone.
They're either followed searches or followed sellers or followed collections. Those are the three things that can show up. So if you followed a collection of somebody's, like say you followed one of mine, then every time you look at your feed, that will occasionally be interspersed in there. If you have followed searches, and I have several of those they form the bulk of what I see on the homepage. You'll see those. And if you follow specific sellers, you'll see those as
well.
Now, the
sellers I know, because like I'm following you.
You are?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm seeing shirts once in a while.
Once in a while you see a shirt.
But the Hello Kitty stuff, I don't know. Okay, I'm going to have to figure it out.
You're either following a seller or a search or a collection. Those are we don't put things in there otherwise.
Okay.
Somebody's trying to tell you something.
Okay.
Say goodbye, Kitty.
Yeah, really. Tell me.
Hello, Kitty.
Oh, my God. I don't know. Grown women. I don't get it.
I once thought it would be provocative. I never followed through with it. But there was a time about 10 years ago on eBay, I was looking at Hello Kitty wallets. Because I thought, wouldn't it be cool to be like, you know, at the car parts store and you go to pay for something and you pull out your pink Hello Kitty wallet and say, how much will that be, sir? I've got my money right here in my Hello Kitty wallet.
And you know, and that's funny, but to me, even grown women, I don't get it.
Well,
and my daughter loves it. She's a grown woman.
That's all right. If it makes her happy, why don't you?
Yeah. I mean, you know, I'm not going to disown her or anything, but it just seems silly to me.
You know what we don't do in this country enough?
What don't we do?
We don't celebrate and cherish eccentricity, and we should. We kind of like say, oh, you're one of those. You're one of those Hello Kitty people. Instead of just saying, well, how wonderful for you that you like that. That's really cool.
Well, yeah. And usually I love eccentricities in people. Mm-hmm. I don't know. This is more like a trend. I don't know.
Where it struck me is I remember years ago, and I'll make this short because it's not about eBay, but I'm feeling I have to tell this story. Years ago when I first went to, my second trip to England, and we were traveling around, I was with my ex. My ex is very, very eccentric. And I'm rather milquetoast in comparison. We stayed at a bed and breakfast with this other, and there was a bunch of other people staying there, but there was this English couple who they seat you at breakfast at different with different people, so you get to know each other. So I'd come down first, and we were in the dining room, and there's the Welsh dresser with the, you know, the bangers and the mash and the granola and the yogurt and the things that the British eat for breakfast or they think Americans want to eat, who knows. And this respectable middle class, I would say, British couple, middle-aged, sat down with me, and they were very friendly, and they wanted to know, are you traveling alone? And I said, no, I'm waiting for my other half. He's on his way down. And he stumbles into the room in this big, bright sweater, and his hair is messy, and he's big, and he's loud, and he's going over to the Welsh dresser and saying, is this all you got is granola? Well, I guess I'll eat it all. And he sits down. And I thought to myself, oh, this is so embarrassing. They loved him. They no longer cared about me at all because I was too boring. And they just, the next morning, they were there early saying, is your friend coming down? We can't wait to see your friend.
Now, this is English.
Yeah, that was in Britain. It was like, that was actually in York.
Do you think that different cultures accept eccentricity?
Yes. Absolutely, because that would never happen in America. In America, people would roll their eyes and say, who is this big, crashing, annoying person? And I'm making generalizations, but, you know, and if, look, one of the things I love celebrating eccentrics. And one of the reasons I love working for eBay and I love going to events is you've got to admit, Lee, we love our sellers.
Yes, we do.
They are the most eccentric people I've ever met in my life.
Many of them.
They really are.
Many of them. You're absolutely right.
They don't get out enough, some of them. But I love them because of that, because they're interesting. They're characters. They're, you know, they're not run-of-the-mill. They're not boring. They're, you know, there's all different types. And I love that they're kind of out there about it.
And first of all, anyone who's an entrepreneur is a risk taker.
Oh, I agree with that. You have to be. You can't be adverse to risk.
And risk takers, eccentrics, tend to come from the risk taker category.
Isn't that true? That's really true, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Although I have met a few boring entrepreneurs, but I think it's because they're eccentric in their boringness. I don't know how that works.
I get that. But then some of them...
Not everyone can be eccentric.
Some entrepreneurs were born into it. You know, they inherited their grandfather's business.
And they're good at it. I think some people have a natural knack at it. And others, they have to work a little harder. For example, me. It's funny that I'm in this position of, you know, telling people what to do. Entrepreneurism does not come easy. It has never come easy to me. I'm always my biggest enemy. I'm always in my way. You know, and I'm always marveling.
In what respect? Because you had a design business.
I had a design business.
Before eBay.
Antique business. Yeah, I was never good at that. I was never good at the business end of it. I think I'd be better now, but not from anything on my end. It's just that I've been exposed to so many and met so many different really good entrepreneurs that I think I've picked up the tips, the skills necessary now. But so much of it is emotional. Well, you know, I'm a very emotional person. And you can't really be, you have to know how to keep your emotions in check if you're going to run a business.
There are a lot of entrepreneurs, and they're different. They're all different.
Yeah.
And there are different ways to run a business. For instance, some entrepreneurs only need to earn a certain amount of money a month, and that's all they want to earn. When
I talk to them
about growing their business, they don't want to hear. And now that I'm getting older and moving into other aspects of my life, I understand exactly where they're coming from now. If you've got a Social Security check coming in and you need $600 more a month to be able to go out to dinner with friends and take a trip once in a while, why should you beat your brains, knock your brains out?
Yeah.
To try to grow a business bigger than it is. I get that.
So there's two parts of this equation. There's the growth, which people can want or not want. But not wanting to grow your business does not indemnify you from the tempest that business can bring. And it's constant change, and you have to keep on top of your game. So even if you're looking to run a business so that it kind of runs itself every morning, you get up, you don't have to worry about it. That's dangerous too, because things change in business so quickly. And even if you don't want to grow it, and that's, I think not wanting to grow a business is perfectly admirable. I mean, why does it have to be all about growth?
You've been with a company that went from nothing to something. You've seen so many changes. You would be very good at entrepreneurialism right now.
Oh, I don't know. Well, the jury's out on that. But I'm not so bad on the radio. This open phone segment was brought to you by BubbleFast, family-owned business providing quality shipping supplies to online communities since 1999. Coming up, our last segment for today's show. Join us here on eBay Radio. See, that was pretty quick.
Hey, you.
Hey, who are you?
I'm your package. I thought you wanted me out of here in one day.
Well, I do, but...
What's the hesitation? I've got friends who've reached their forever home already, and here I still sit. What's with that? Haven't you heard about Indicia?
I'm losing it here. I'm talking to a package.
If you had Indicia, we wouldn't be having this conversation. They take care of all the details, order and mailing information, imported directly from eBay, tracking discounts on qualified postage rates, customized USPS labels, and get this, it's all automated.
Okay, Mr. Smart Package, what else?
Well, since you asked, you can print your own logo or message on the shipping label. Make it look nice for the customer. And they've got a 30-day free trial for all this at Indicia. That's ENDICIA.com/eBay Radio.
So you can get to your forever home in style.
You got it. Check them out right now. Indicia.com/eBay Radio.
Selling is your business, but you can't sell without knowing how much items are worth, and more importantly, how much they're likely to sell for. Find out at WorthPoint.com, the largest online resource for researching the value of your art, antiques, and collectibles. There are over 200 million sales records, so you can find your item, figure out what it's worth, and price it to sell. Check it out for yourself. Visit WorthPoint.com and register for a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial. WorthPoint. Find it, value it, price it.
Mark and Robin Levine of BubbleFast say that seller networking has been key to their success. They've attended the eBay Radio Party and Conference, eBay on Location, and more seller meetup groups around the country. Now, they would like to give back. Specifically, Mark and Robin will sponsor any new or existing online sellers meetup group up to $75 per year throughout 2013 and 14. Email Mark at BubbleFast.com. For more information.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community, number 287.
Great customer service is very important to your eBay business. John Lawson is CEO of Colder Ice Media. He's known on eBay as Titanium Power Seller, Third Power Outlet. He says if a customer complains, do something about it, and then...
follow up. Let's say you tell the people, we're going to send you another one, no problem, we got it. Then when you send it to them, hey, follow up and say, did you get your package? Just check it in, you know, because that adds really, really killer goodwill. Because now you've had an issue, you took care of the issue, and then you follow up, man, they're going to love you forever and come back to your store every time they need a product.
Stay connected to all three eBay Radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Hello? And now, more of eBay Radio's top-rated Seller Hour open phones. We're waiting for your call. Here's your host, Griff.
And today's final segment is brought to you by WorthPoint, the ultimate tool to value your antiques and collectibles.
So, Griff, I just read a little bit of an article that was written by an Englishman regarding eccentricity.
Oh, really?
It says, the English are unusual in the degree to which they regard eccentricity as a positive trait. A euphemism for strange in many other Western countries, eccentric is often a compliment.
Yes.
In England, we seem to regard eccentricity as endearing or positively attractive. And then in parentheses, it must be said, however, that we hardly ever seem to admire it in foreigners, in whom eccentric behavior is often written off as peculiar, which is certainly not a compliment.
Well, that's not how they were treating
God
Nikki
only knows when
then.
This was written, but I agree with you about the English.
I think it helps if you're a foreigner and you're eccentric, if you're just really charming. And, Mickey's very charming, so he has boku charisma, and so I think that helped too. But he was definitely, he definitely always was sort of marching to his own drum. And I think you either love someone or you hate someone who does that. And I found that when we were traveling together in Britain, not so much in Italy, although it wasn't so bad, that people just, I think if he had taken out a pipe and started, like, flute and started playing it, everyone would start following
him.
Yeah. he could be the Pied Piper.
Speaking of following people.
Yes.
I'm on our eBay radio event calendar.
Oh, you
even
are?
Even as we speak.
Well,
yes.
There it is. You have
and
some news?
I do. Tonight, Bay Area eBay and e-commerce sellers meet up roundtable discussion.
Where?
We mentioned it last week. It's at eBay headquarters, 2065 Hamilton Avenue.
I didn't know about this.
7 to 9 p.m. this evening.
Oh, I'm going to miss it. Damn.
Yep.
I got to go to San Francisco.
Chris Taylor is the contact person. And be there, be square if you live in San Jose or close by.
Can you just show up, I wonder?
Well, if you come on the eBay radio page, our seller events calendar, all you do is you go to ebayradio.com, you click on the big Archives on Demand button, and when you get to that website, you click on Seller Resources and then click on Seller Events,
yes,
and you will see our calendar. And there is a link on that calendar page for tonight's meetup that lets you contact people. So that's how you find out if it's not too late. Then tomorrow, Wednesday, January 28th, 2015, at 9:30 a.m., Broward Boulevard Salvation Army Store in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, is going to host the Florida eBay Sellers Group, The Sunshiners, Let's Go Shopping is the title of their event. Patricia Whitlock is the organizer, and again, it's tomorrow, January 28th at 9:30. And if you've got a seller event that you want us to announce, I noticed that we do have a couple already for next month, the Steel City eBay and e-commerce on Friday the 6th of February in the Chicago area eBay and e-commerce sellers meetup. They're going to talk about product sourcing with Bid on Fusion, who's getting very big, by the way. Bid on Fusion is everywhere you look. And that's going on next month. So if you've got a seller event, it's real easy to get on our events calendar.
Yes.
All you have to do is go to the Archives button, push it. When you see the tabs up at the top, there's one called Submit a Seller Event. You click on that, and you can type it in, submit it to us, and we'll put it on the calendar.
Absolutely. We will.
Now, eBay was honored to recently host Roger Wilkins, president of the Financial Action Task Force.
Really?
The Financial Action Task Force is an intergovernmental body established in 1989 and based in Paris. And it comprises 34 member jurisdictions and two regional organizations representing most major financial centers in all parts of the globe. And they were meeting with the people at eBay.
I didn't know that.
Yes, indeed.
Not that
lots
I would.
Of things going on around you that
there's
you know
so many
nothing
things.
About apparently right now.
Oh, geez, I don't know. so many things happening. How do we keep in touch with all these things that are happening?
One way is to read, for-business.ebay.com. You can find out lots of things. For instance, Pinterest is a retailer's dream come true, but it takes some know-how.
Yes.
To market your business effectively on Pinterest. eBay for Business has compiled best practices to help you get the most out of this booming social media site. For details and to read the three-part series by Christine Bogand. Is that how she pronounces her name? Bogand? B-O-L-G-H-A-N-D. Go to for-business.ebay.com.
Which is managed and championed by our good friend Audrey.
Oh.
Audrey Tracy Cox.
What a gal.
She's amazing.
Yeah.
And yeah, I love the eBay for Business blog.
Yeah, she did a lot to help us out during our last event, you know.
She's cool.
She's way cool.
You know, I know her.
I know you know her.
I get to sit next to her.
She happened to be at our event.
I know her. I know her.
Show's almost over, Griff. What are you going to do this week?
I have to go to San Francisco tonight, and then I'm working all this week in the office.
Okay.
And then this weekend, I'm working from home. And then next week,
who knows?
If the fates allow, I'll be working at the office. Right. In any event, we will be here on Thursday. This segment was brought to you by WorthPoint, the ultimate tool to value your antiques and collectibles. Like I said, join us on Thursday, the 29th of January, for Ask Griffin Lee. eBay Radio is produced by Voice Marketing Radio Syndication Global Food for Thought.
I can't believe you got me out of the house this early to go to a garage sale. I think I'm going to need another coffee after this.
I do this every weekend. I like to hit the sales early before all the best stuff is gone.
Are those vinyl records? When did you start listening to those again?
They're not for me. I sell them on eBay.
You do? Well, how do you know which ones to pick?
I use my Terapeak mobile app. I just search for a few keywords, and Terapeak finds matching sold items on eBay. I can tell which albums sell best and what they are worth on eBay.
That's so clever. How did you hear about Terapeak?
I went to Terapeak.com and signed up for a 7-day free trial. It's easy to get started, and they offer free training.
Smart sellers use Terapeak, the leading eBay research solution. Sign up for your free trial today at Terapeak.com. That's Terapeak.com. Sometimes it becomes clear when you're product sourcing that you need to fish in a new pond. BidOnFusion.com is looking for those few savvy power sellers who recognize a great new fishing opportunity when they see one. BidOnFusion.com is America's largest wholesale resource for bulk closeout lots from major retailers such as Walmart and Home Depot, along with customer returns and overstocked inventory. BidOnFusion has the widest variety of goods available to eBay sellers. You'll find great new inventory auctions going for pennies on the dollar against full retail. Historically available to only large-scale liquidators. Choose from appliances, general merchandise, power tools, home entertainment, building materials, home improvement lots, and more, all bundled into premium pallets. We constantly offer new inventory every day. Check us out often. Go to bidonfusion.com. There's some big fish waiting.
If you made a list of all you could do to succeed as an online seller, building your brand should be at the top. Mylo Design is who eBay sellers look to create a professional and effective brand. Sally Mylo will work with you to brand your business. She'll work one-on-one with you to create your logo, store pages, listing templates, and profile to help you stand out from the crowd. Sally can help your design and brand reflect your business across various media with graphics for social media, your website, printed materials, and more. Her work's not done until you say it's done. As a longtime eBay seller and certified eBay stores designer, Sally stays current on eBay features and policies. Your brand is your shopper's impression of you, so make it outstanding. Contact Sally at MyloDesign.com. That's MyloDesign.com for all your branding and design needs.